TCS profit hit by labor law costs, HCL Tech profit dips even as revenue rises.
Sarvam others, I launch of sovereign models in AI summit.
AI companies race into Indian cricket sponsorships.
Amani CEO opens up on reduced IPO size and valuations ahead of listing day.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with IT earnings. Now, two big IT companies reported their Q3 numbers, and there is a lot to unpack. So let's begin.
Yes, so TCS first, the company reported a 14% year-on-year fall in Q3 FY26, net profit at about 10,657 crore rupees. Now, that was lower than market expectations, but the key reason was the one-time cost.
Right, and that one-time cost is very interesting. The big hit was ₹2,128 crores in exceptional charges, mainly due to the implementation of India's new labor codes. TCS said this included higher gratuity and long-term employee benefit costs because of changes in how wages are defined.
Yes, so excluding exceptional items, though, profit came in at about 13,438 crores, which was basically up 8.5%. from last year. So the core business was stable this quarter.
Now on AI, TCS said its annualized AI revenue rose 17.3% sequentially to $1.8 billion, much faster than its overall quarterly growth of about 2%. Demand was driven by cloud, data, cybersecurity, and enterprise transformative work.
Yes, there was also a workforce update here. TCS cut out 11,151 jobs net in the December quarter. The total headcount dropped to about 582,163 from about 593,000 in the previous quarter.
Now, this happened alongside the ongoing restructuring. The restructuring costs themselves fell sharply to 253 crores, suggesting the heavier phase may be easing.
Now, on to HCL Technologies. It reported 11% year-on-year decline in Q3 net profit to about 4,076 crores.
Revenue, however, increased 13.3% to 33,872 crore for the quarter. So again, profit pressure, but top-line growth. All right, let's close the spreadsheet and move on to AI and government policy. Bengaluru-based startup Sarvam is likely to have its foundational AI model ready ahead of the India AI Impact Summit in mid-February.
That's right. In an exclusive interview with Money Control, Meti Secretary S. Krishnan told the government is hoping Sarvam and one or two more applicants out of the 12 selected to build sovereign models will be ready to showcase their models at the event.
But if you remember, Bhavya, the models were supposed to be ready by mid-Jan, which is now. So when asked about the delays, he said that, you know, delays are part of the process because building large models involves constant iteration and the models will be released once they are fully ready.
Yes, so Krishnan also spoke more on the summit itself and its vision and goals. So the summit will be used to engage with countries that support tighter AI regulations while keeping the priorities of developing nations in focus.
Krishnan said different countries approach AI governance from very different economic and social contexts, and that diversity helps policymakers learn what has worked and what hasn't.
Yes, so all eyes are mid-Feb when the event happens. But now to cricket, but not the kind where players are batting. This is where sponsors are batting.
That's right, Bhavya. Indian cricket sponsorship is seeing a new category emerge. No points for guessing right. It's the AI companies.
That's right. So OpenAI's ChatGPT has signed on as the premier partner for the Women's Premier League for the 2026 and 2027 season. Google's Gemini was the global partner for the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup in 2025.
Industry experts say this reflects how AI tools are moving into everyday consumer use, not just enterprise tech.
And cricket scale plays a big role here. The WPL's viewership doubled to 325 million in its fourth season. The IPL last year recorded about 537 million TV viewers and 652 million digital viewers.
So the BCCI's WPL sponsorship package, which includes ChatGPT, is estimated at 48 crore for two seasons.
And experts also point out that this space will likely be dominated by a few global players like who we mentioned above, while Indian AI startups may find it hard to spend that kind of money as of now.
Now, there's also some context here. The ban on real money gaming ads led to an estimated 1,500 to 2,000 crore annual drop in IPL ad and sponsorship revenue. So AI brands are entering a market that's reshaping itself. Interesting times. And finally, Amagi. This one actually begins with a word most founders don't like using, boring.
Exactly. So Bhaskar Subramaniam, Amagi's CEO and co-founder, said he wants the company to be a boring, growing business. And I quote, he said that no surprises here, no unnecessary excitement, just steady growth. The power of compounding should work for everyone.
That's interesting. Also, like some startups, Amagi has trimmed its IPO size by about 21% to around 1,788 crores. The price band is rupees 343 to 361 per share, which puts the valuation at about $869 million at the upper end, which is also lower compared to its previous valuation of $1.4 billion.
Yes, so when asked on this, Subramaniam said that the reason for cutting the size wasn't market pressure, it was basically cash flow. He told us, and I quote, "We are starting to see a lot more cash coming into the system. That gave us some confidence that we don't need as much money as we planned originally."
Now, he said this is also a QIB-driven IPO, meaning institutional investors will play a big role in deciding pricing and long-term ownership. The focus is on building a stable shareholders base, not short-term hype.
Yes, Amagi, some background here. Amagi recently reported its first year of profitability at about 6.5 crores. In FY25, its losses, however, narrowed by nearly 72% and revenue grew about 32% to around 1,163 crores. Now, the company believes this is not a one-time profit and Subramaniam mentioned that the consistent long-term one coming from a strong pipeline of revenue from US and newer markets like SEA. And some important dates to note before we wrap, Amagi's IPO will open for subscription tomorrow, January 13th, and closes on January 16, 2026. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of TechNet from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters in the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.